Efforts to salvage the Lone Star are at a standstill and will likely remain that way for the week. This after several attempts last week to roll and hoist the vessel proved unsuccessful. Now Magone Marine, a leading salvage firm hired by the Coast Guard for the job, is going back to the drawing board. Petty Officer Sean Eggert is a spokesperson for the Coast Guard unit that's monitoring the frustrating situation.
After four attempts to try to do what they were trying to do, basically using the low tide and the chains to lift the vessel off the bottom of the river, after their fourth attempt, they've determined that the plan's just not working. The last time they tried it, the chain slipped, and it ended up coming right off the vessel. So the crews who have been working out there have decided to fall back and take some time to reevaluate what they're doing and come up with a new plan for salvage.
Earlier this month, divers worked to attach chains to the Lone Star, and a barge with a crane was moved into the area from Dutch Harbor. But as time has passed, it seems the Lone Star has worked its way further into the river's soft mud, making the operations increasingly difficult.
It seems like the environmental factors, what with the currents, which was the culprit in removing the chain from the vessel, along with just the grip the mud has on the bottom of that vessel, seem to be what they're fighting right now.
Now the calculus of the salvage plan developed by Magone Marine and approved by the Coast Guard has changed. Eggert says the Coast Guard hopes to see a new plan by the end of the week, and that there's some talk of perhaps moving a larger, more powerful crane in to continue trying to lift the Lone Star onto a barge. Eggert also says the Coast Guard has pulled its strike team members off the site for the week. They'll return to monitor the situation when salvage operations resume, whenever that may be. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.